Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Gimel Mabez, so we're going from the Mishnah again. Just nice on the last sugi we learned that the locha was a chiluk between a koton, was a ben tes, or ben yoy mechot. The chiluk was like this. The negayet hilchus zov, if he has a tumazav, that comes out even be yoy mechot. Even as one day old baby, he could also have tumazav if he sees 2 days, or two times in a row, or three times in a row. Marshenke and tumazera, Tumas Keri, that talk only starts when he's 9 years old. A kid 9 years old, then if Zera comes out, then he's Tami. But before he's 9 years old, if Zera comes out, then Echnami, then he'll be Tor. That was the chiluk before. So in a Ben Yemecha and a Ben Tes, with Tumas Zav or Tumas Keri. Again, so what the nice Tzedukim, the daughters of Tzedukim, they're also people like Husan, the Unama Kabo Torah Shabbatur. So Bizman, Shinogun, Lechas, Badakavis, and if they go after the father's ways, Haran Kukusoyis, and the same look like Kusoyis, that they have a tumas nidra on them, even though 1 day old. Pirshu Lech of Dach Yisrael, if they turn to go towards a regular Jewish life, Dach Yisrael, then Haran Kukusoyis, they look like regular Yisrael, and Yisrael, and they're not Tom, unless we know for sure they have Dam Nidra, they saw Dam Nidras. We have Yesi Yemel, Erlem Henki Yisraelis, Ach Yifush Lech of Dach Yavasayim, it's Minas Tam. She's also called Kiyisra, and let you know clear, she went Badarke Avesen the Tzedukim. So what's the command after Machlokes Minastam, B'nai Tzedukim, are the right to father, was the right to Yisrael. So most of the Bodo, this group is a Shiloh. Stam Amai, what's the Malach of the Stam? There's B'nai Tzedukim, Minastam, we don't know if she goes after her father or not, what Malach does she have? So Toshima, Toto saying that B'nai Tzedukim, his man, Shinehegis Lechas Badarke Avesen, Herein Kukusoyis. Mash Mostoma Kisraelis. Mash Minastam, she's kosher. It's only for no clue. Clearly, she goes after her father. Amos said, what does the Sefer say then? The opposite is, Pirsha Lecha Daka Yisrael, Renka Yisrael, so she goes for sure, plus Yisraelis. Hostoma, though, is Kukusius. So Minastam, the Lachas, is like a Kukusius. So, who it's a Stira? So, more says, true, more like a Mash Mino. For now, Mishnah can't bring a clear proof. From one way it's Mash this way, the other way it's Mash another way, can't bring a clear proof. Toshmat Tanan, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, the Yerlam Enki Yisraelis, Achiyifushal Lechas Badaki Abasayim. They always have a look like Yisraelis, these B'nai Stukim, unless you know clearly to go to the Father. That's Rabbi Yosi. So, Mashim Nastam, the Kosher, is so Mechlal, that that's the Machlokes, that the Tanakam is so, but no, that's the Mechkusi, it's a Shemamina. That's really Machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. That the Stam, if we don't know for sure, what are these B'nai Stukim, if they're called like the father or not? So that's the Machloekes Tanakam and Rav Yosi. That says Toshmak. Tanarabonim. That Maitzah B'Stuki Yech was up in one Stuki. Shasifim Kohen Gadol was talking with a Kohen Gadol was shook on the street. V'nitzah Tanur Mipiv. And some spit came out of his mouth out of the Amoritz. V'noflim L'Kohen Gadol. L'Fellow Abba Gadol. L'Fellow L'Kohen Gadol's Begadim. Variku punish a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol got like green, like he felt oivei. He's tamei now, because the spit of the Amoritz is tamei. So the Kohen Gadol went first to his wife, to Amoritz's wife. Omuloi, afar pi shenoshay tzedukimain. Even though what really she's the wife of a tzeduki, the husband was a tzeduki over here. But still, masiyorois minapushim. She said they're afraid of the choshev people. Well, Mar was dam chacham. They were nizah very much in dam nido. Whenever she was tamei, she would show it to the chacham. So Kitzah, the husband, was not the boil or nida. Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said this also, that v'ki manu bem yosem min ha'koil v'ein maras dam ha'chomim chutz mishach ha'shoysa b'shchunasenu shlei heras dam ha'chomim u'meisa, that these b'nei tzduki menachanami, they were nizatak in hilchas nida, they used to show their dam to ha'chomim, and then lady did not, and she died. So therefore the Kohen Gadol felt better that the husband was not a boil nida. Therefore, his roik, his spit, was not tummy. So, most still as for typically mishum tznuah the amoritz, but even though it wasn't the boil nida, stam as a dindra rabbonim, that the spit of an amoritz is also tummy. So, also should have been the time when the Kohen Gadol was begotten. So, Rabbi says, the case he was with stuki chavur. We're talking about stuki, that was the chavur, he's mekayim the mitzvahs, he watched himself. So, he does not have a look as if he's tummy. Omer Rav, Rav said, Tzeduki Chava Bel Nida Meshavidis Lei, like if this Tzeduki was ashamed, he's a chosh of a person, so what was the question to ask of his wife if she was a Nida or not? Like a Chava, a chosh of a person, not live with a Nida. So that can't be the case over here. So Moses was Rav Enechanami, the Amoris himself was not Chava, but Elmer Rav, that the case over here was, Elmer Rav, It's up with Lamadalib. And Omar Rova, that regal heavy, he was talking about on Yom Tov on a regal. And the Klali is the Tumma Samos, the regal Katara Shavini Rabbanan. And that's what it's only with the Rabbanan and Amor, it's considered like his tummy. So during the Yom Tov on a regal, the Rabbanan did not make his Tumma. You'll see the Pasuk says, Vayasa Kolish Yisrael al Iyu, Ki Ish Echod, Chaverim. Is a cost of us, a kuma chaverim, a Torah says that no client so now, the Shas to read the Siddur like chaverim. So therefore we were not metamidim. So look, that's what we're talking about now. It's Tumma, Samoritz over here, it was during the regal. So the only shayla was he a boy or nidu or not? So that's the Kohen Gadol asked his wife, and he found out that she was makpa, and he was nidu, therefore he felt better that he was nidu. Kohen Gadol did not become tummy. Now the Mishnah says, Dam oizedus kuchavim. The dam coming out of a shiksa, or else the dam tyrish or mitzaras. You have an isha that's a mitzaras, and dam tyrish meaning, let's say she gave birth, and after the 14 days of a tumas labor from a nunkeva, she has then 66 days of dam tyrish. So let's say dam tyrish or mitzaras. Or else it could even be the matches of your edis, there could even be stam of green blood come out. Blood is tahor. The dam tyrish shel mitzaras. What's the loch over here? So Mishnah says that by Shammai Mitar, Mashami holds both his Torah, the Dam of Eschachavim and the Dam Torah Shemitzer is Torah. So Rashi explains that the Dam of Eschachavim, Afragad, even though the Baroik and Emer Regulia Moed Zachachamim, Grazalay and Lios Kizavim, the Chod of the Mishnah before, that the Avalocha like a Zav, the Chod of Ruha, the Benois or Agoya. So therefore, and by Azav, we know the spit that comes out is Tameh. So if you walk, even though her Dhamma, the blood that comes out of is Taka Torah. And the more explains, because the Rabbanan made a shear here, that we should know that the Rabbanan said, a girl is Tameh, it's only Midi Rabbanan. So since it's only like a Tumah Zav Midi Rabbanan, we want to make a Heker, you should realize this, therefore we said the Dam remains Torah. At least the Dam, your Dam of Azachov, the Dam Midas of a Shiksa remains Torah. And who had been the Dam Torah of Mitzvah, Rashi also explains, Alpha God, even though the Mayonis Mitzvahs could go and rake, even though the spit, or the name of Agrev or Mitzvahs is Tameh, it's like an Alpha Tumor, but our core point is the blood that comes out, that's not called a Mayan. Our Mayan is only something that gathers together and then comes out, but the blood that just flows out, drop by drop, that's not called a Mayan. So therefore, the Dam Yorik that comes out of a Mitzvahs is Takator, that's the Shamashita. Is that the dam that comes out is not cool like a mayim, it's not like a spit. No, that the dam of a goya or the dam of a mitzaras, even the dam toyer is takatame in the same melocha like a reiko or kamei regleh. So Rashi says it means what Rashi says matam alachin b'rei matam nivashim. It's only tummy when the blood is wet and now it's dried up. The Rosh says, "Gabi dam of Rosh Chavim, mitamim midrabbanim, shegozru anayim shiu kizavim." That the dam of Rosh Chavim is tamim midrabbanim, because the guys that gave it in like a zav, the chol devrayim. So even though the dam of a zav is tamim, even though it's dried up, but this heker they made of it, Rashi says that divo Yisrael mitamalach v'yavish. A regular Jew, when she sees the dam needs a dam zav, it's tamim. Yavish also. Over here, by the Goy, they wanted to make some chiyuv to know it's not midi raisa. Therefore, by the Goy, they made the din that her dam is like her reiko, like her mayonis, like the spit. Just like the spit of a mitzvah is only tummy when it's wet and not when it's dry. So, what did the Rabbanan said, the dam of a mitzvah also, even though the Rabbanan made a tummy, it's only tummy when it's flach and not when it's yavish. So, that's Beitzilus Halacham, that the thing holds. That Kureko Kamehme Regleh, that the dam of a Goya, or the dam Torah of a Mitzvah is Tameh, but only calls the man its lach, not when it's dried out. The other Mishnah says, Dam Hayoledish Letov, let's say you have an Isha that gave birth, and she didn't go to the mikveh yet. And even though it appears by the 14 days, where now she sees dam, what's the lach of that dam? So, Beshama Yemen Kureko Kamehme Regleh, his Beshama again holds that really Midi Raisa, that dam, is tall, because after 14 days passed by, the dam that comes out is tall. Just Rabbanu made a tummy like Reiko, or Kamei Meregleh, tummy like the like the mayonis to come out of her. Therefore, somebody told me when it's lach and not when it's yavish. Yeah. Rashi says the devotee is that kol zaman she wasn't tovel in the mikvah, she still has a lach, like she's a zav, like she's tamei. Therefore, what comes out of her, roikim and regular, still tamei. Yeah. Well, Basilim, no, Basilim says, metam lach v'yavish. No, Basilim says, not like the roikuk marel, that's only tamei when it's a lach, but here, it's like regular dam, there's tamei even though it's yavish. And Rashi explains that Basilim holds yeah, the Tumasa Minatora, Rashi says, the Kozman Shle Tovlo de Gisavri Biyoimo Tfilo Toli Rachmono. The Kozman, she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she's not tall, she's telling me the Raisa. Therefore, the dam that comes out of it is regularly dam like dam nidus, therefore the dam is Tomei. Therefore, it's Matam Alach Biyovish. Umaydim, that even by Shambe Greece to Besilo, that Bialed is Bezerva till she gave birth. And she was a Zav at the time. She saw 3 days before that, during her 11 days, so she has two Zav on her. She metam alach v'yavish. Even Meshama would agree that even though it passed by the 14 days already, but since she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she still has two Zav on her. And therefore, any dam she sees is still called like two Zav, so that dam will be Tomei, even though it dried out. That even Meshama would agree. Meshama only argues when no, there wasn't Zav, it was only Tumi Yeledis, so there by Shammai holds that after the 14 days passed by, Midiraisa automatically the Dam is tall. So therefore, even without the Mikvah. So therefore, it's only a din to Matam Allah and not Yavish. But here, where she was a Zav, here they both agree she doesn't have a tire until she goes to the Mikvah. So before she goes to the Mikvah, we say it's Tamei, Lach, and Yavish. The other Gemara says, for less luhula beishama, doesn't beishama help from the pasuk that says, "Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'matra leyim ish ish ki yezav of is so b'nei Yisrael matame beziva v'yein oivdik echav matame beziva." That tuma zav and zava by a man and a lady only applies to a Jew, not to a guy. So how could the Mishnah say, according to beishamai, that dama v'zechavim is matirim? Oh, but since Akhri says Tor, here we say, well, true, the Midi writes that Akhri is Tor. But it's clearly over here, well, goes through Aleim. But Midrabbanim, we make a Gzeir over here. Shio Kizavim Lechol Devrayim. That Midrabbanim, we gave a Locha to a Goya, to a Goya, both of them, that they have two Mazavas over on them. So Akhri Beisham may say that the Dama was a Chavim is Tor. Here Midrabbanim, we say they gave Medin like a Zav, like a Zavah. Right, it says Amloch B'Shem Hashem writes it back like this. Shall the girl say who? B'Schom, he says it could be Itma, but not by Nikavis. That Chum is only by a Zohar or Goy. He has Loch like a Zav, but not a Nikavah. Why? Because B'Shem yells, hey Chlev, what should we do? L'tame Lach V'Yavish. Should we say that she's mamish like a Zavo? Any dam that comes out of his tummy, you know, dries up. If so, then as Yosika Shatayra. Then people think she's Tami Midiraisa and they come to burn Shuma because of that. And really, Goy is only Tami Midirabanan. So therefore, we can't say it's Tami both ways. Elu my wife, the Tami Lach, little Tami Yavish. Should we make a chiluk to say that the Dam is only Tami when it's Lach and not when it's dried out? If so, Cholak de Bishotera. People make the same mistake and think that Midiraisa is over, her Dam is only Tami when it's Lach, not when it's Yavish. So therefore, they didn't want to make this difference. So therefore, they have to say that the dam that comes out of a verse kechavim is tor legamri. For the mariyachi is so roikum imer ragle nami. So why did Rabbanan say that her spit that comes out is tamei? So why? Once you say now, people make a mistake to think it's midiraisa. So why did they make the roikum imer ragle tamei? So Mora says no. Kivun the avdinu hakira b'dama made the idea the roikum imer ragle the Rabbanan. That's not bothering us. How could we say that the guy is awake is Tamei, that people think it's Midiraisa. No, since people see that her dam has different halachas, so they know that it's not a Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonin. So if the Rabbonin made the hecka by the dam, and not by the rake, not by a spit. So the next question, why? For leather that killed the rake, why don't we say better that her spit and maybe Ragle should be tall? For the Tmuyi and the Dhamma, and maybe just say the dam that comes out of it should be Tamei. So why does the Mishnah say the opposite way according to Beis Shammai? So when it says yes, that Reika may miraglea de shchichi. Might say it happens more often. People used to spit more often. So it's shchiyah to have spit in the street from the guy. So therefore, Gozdu b'Rabban, the Bona made Xavier to say that their spit is a loch of a spit on the Zav or a Zavon, and the spit is Tamei. Mashayn king Domeo, that to find Dam is the way shchiyah doesn't happen that often. Or at least it's not as shchiyah as it happens to spit. Therefore, Gozdu b'Rabban, the Bona not make Xavier upon a Dam. Therefore, B'Shama Yoz, the Dam that comes out of a Shiksa is Torah. Omar Rava, Rava says, Zoy voy Tamei, that if a man sees Zav, that Zav is Tamei because of Beishamai. The tumor that comes out of a goy, that's Tamei. The Rashi says, even though Beishamai is Meko by Dam Isha, but by the Zav comes out of a Zohar, there is no Bishatipa Matama Chayra Maka. And that Tipa, that the first drop that comes out of Staka Tamei. Zoy voy Tamei, feel of Beishamai. Carry up, let's say if a guy sees carry, Torah fill the basilo. That Rabbanan made no exam at all. That Rabbanan made a hecker to know it's only with the Rabbanan this Goya. So there's the Goya, so therefore Rabbi Kachovim has no Thomas carry. Even according to basilo. Now explains. Zoy vei tomei, the Zav that comes out from a guy, afil le beishamai is tomei. Why? To eko le nevera carry the carry up. Because Rabbanan made the hecker upon his carry. His creator comes out, that's Torah. So if we left it in, that is, Zav that comes out is Tamei. Kelyev Torah, what did that, why? Afilu Beisilu. That Avid Rabbanu Nakir, the Rabbanu made a hecker to realize, Ki Echad Lelissa Fulat Shumah B'Kotshim, to know that the Tumah is not Midiraisa, it's only Tumah the Rabbanu, not to burn Shumah, not to burn Kotshim, not to burn Kotshim. Now the Gemara says, But V'Levet HaKera B'Zoivoi, Ule Tzmuyi L'Kerov. So it was one of the opposite. Let's make a hecker by the one we said the Zayva is Torah, and say his carry is Tamei. Let's move the carryof. So it says no. Zayva, that the Zav comes out of his body, to let Tolya be Maisa. It's not Tolya the Maisa. I mean to say, cut out even the Aver's Mace. It doesn't have to be hot, his Aver. So that comes out below Maisa. The other Rabban said it's Tamei. He's Gozal Berabban, the Bona Medic Zayva, that to say that the Zav that comes out from a Goy is Tamei. But Kelya, the Sheikh Mazel that comes out of him, that's only the Maisa, that's only the Aver is hard, or actually that's come out through Chimum to, or make it a hat over there first. If so, that's like a Maisa, therefore it goes to the Rabban. Like who says the Maisa would happen? Since you have to come out to a Maisa, there the Rabban made a hecker, that remains tall. So Rabban is only Mitama, the Zavar that comes out without a Maisa. The other Gemara says, Leim and Misarosa have been your proof. To this chiluk between Zav and Keri. It says over here that Oved is Kechavim. That's a Shiksa Goya. Shepolt or Sheikh Mazarim Yisrael. Let's say a Jew lived with her and he put in Zer into her and then the Zer comes out of her. It says Locher is Temeya. Ataka, that Sheikh Mazarim Ataka is Tamei. Why? Because it's a Jewish Sheikh Mazarim. What about the opposite? Well, let's say Yabas Yisrael Shepolt or Sheikh Mazarim Yisrael Kechavim. Let's say a Jewish girl lived with a guy, and the guy put a Sheikh Mazer inside her, and then the Zera comes out of her, is to her and that Zera remains Torah. So what's the reason why? My love isn't the Pshat, this Torah Gemura, that the Zera that comes out of this Basi soil, since it's the Zera of a guy, it's Torah Gamri. Like we said before, the Rabban did not make any Zera to the time of the Zera of a guy. So the rest of the law, it could be it's not the Pshat of it. It could be that newly Torah Midiraisa, only Torah Midiraisa. The device that is no tumor by a guy. But it could be maybe Tommy Midrabban, Midrabban made Xera still. They said that Midrabban made Xera that the Sheikh Mazera of a guy is Tommy. So you don't have a proof to what we just got finished saying. Now Igmar says, Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says like this. Nimtzei Soim, it comes out with like this. That Sheikh Mazera Shah Yisrael is Tamei Bechomokam. That Sheikh Mazera of a Jew is Tommy no matter where it is. What does that mean to say? Even if a Jew lived with a Goya and he put a Zera inside and then the Zera comes out from her, that Zera still Tamei. But the opposite way around it says, the Zera that comes out from a Goy, Torah, it's Torah B'chomok, no matter where it is, even inside a Jew. Because if a Goy lived with a Jew and then she is permanent, the Zera comes out of her, that Zera is Torah. Chutz excluding, the name of Raglero Shabur, that But the name of Leah, that comes out of her, that's Tomei. Rashi says, Chutz Memer Agleh, Shabor, the Psycha, the Memer Agleh, Tomeim, Kermin Liel, Gozwa Leim, Shekazovim, that Lamaisa, what, the name of Locha, the Shik says, like a Zovra. So therefore, a real Zovra, the Mayonis, or my Memer Agleh, is Tomei. So the Shik says also, the Memer Agleh that comes out of it, that's like a Tomei. So there's a proof, what we said before, that the Shik Bezerah of a Goy is Tor. Whereas Vechita, maybe he also, you want to tell me Yochanami, no, it's no proof. Maybe Yochanami here also. Maybe only the Brice means to say he's torn midi raisa. When the Sheikh was there from the Goy comes out of the Jew, from the Jewish Bas Yisrael, it's torn midi raisa maybe. But maybe Tmeim and maybe Rabbanim know what it's torn, eh? Tmeim says, no. Oto mei ragle midi raisa mi metamai, the Chaka Shulat is saying, Oto mei ragle midi raisa mi metamai, that the Meirag line of the Goya Shik is only with the Rabbanim also. So clearly, it says that the Meirag line is Tamei and not the Sheikh Bezera. And the Shvamina, Toya Filim with the Rabbanim Shvamina. And that we said the Sheikh Bezera comes out of the Goy is Toya even with the Rabbanim. That's the Chimik, that the Meirag line that comes out of the Shik, so that tackle is Tamei. Because that gave an Ocha like a Zavra, her Mayonis to come out is Tamei. But the Zerah that comes out of a Goy, there the Rabbah does not make any tumor. There is Torah even Midi Raisa. The other one says, Oh, Mama, we just got finished saying that Sheikh Vazerah Shay Yisrael, the Sheikh Vazerah Yisrael, is Timeya, the Chomakam, I feel the Mei Oves Chavim. Even if a Jew lives with a Goy, with a Shiksa, and he puts the Zerah inside her, and then when the Zerah comes out, the Zerah is still Tamei. So most of the soul, the Chur, then Tivshur, the Boy of Papa, should bring a proof to a Papa's Shaila. Because really, the Boy of Papa, Papa has a Shaila like this. The Boy of Papa, what's going to be? Sheikh Vazera, Shay Yisrael. The Meyay Avraz Kechavim, the Sheikh Vazera inside the stomach. Of a Goy, a Shiksa, Mao, what's the loch? Is it Tommy enough when it comes out? So it could be like this. That the Terech Gimel look in the Boy of Papa. Could be there was no stereo. That during the first 3 days, if she lets out the zero, avada zero is tamei. That since it was a Jew, the zero came out from a Jew, so that zero is tamei, even though it came out from a goyah now, but still it's tamei the first 3 days. Kikim and brother, where's our papa shiloh? Liyacha gimel. Again, if a Jew lived with a shiksa, and after 3 days, the fourth day, then the zero comes out from the shiksa. Here is shalomai. But the loch is by a Jew, if a regular husband, with a regular wife, when the Zerah comes out of her 3 days later, after 3 days, it's not tummy anymore. It's masriach, it gets ruined in the body, it's not ready to produce anymore, therefore it has no tumor. So my, Yisrael, when a regular Jew lives with the Yisraelis, there we say after three days, the Zerah becomes masriach. Why? To die the mitzvahs, because a Jew is worried about doing mitzvahs. Therefore, Chovu Gufayim, his body is like hot. He's always hot. He's worried if he's doing mitzvahs or not. Or Masriach, therefore, inside the stomach of the Jewish lady here, the Zera becomes Masriach, gets ruined after 3 days. Therefore, it has no tumor anymore. But it could be Oivdek Chovim, the Leidang of mitzvahs, and Tzfant, the Goyim, don't have to worry about doing mitzvahs. Only Sheva mitzvahs, don't have Tayag mitzvahs. So therefore, the Chovu Gufayim, the body is not that hot. And therefore, if Lay Masriach could be, it's not Masriach, it could be. Or do maybe, Kivon Diach Li Shkots Mimoshim. Since Goyim or Shiksis, they eat Shkots Isha Lapsi, Shkots Mimoshim, is Chobu Gefayah, they also make the body hot. Or Masriach, it could be also, that even if the Jew that lived with the Goya, that the Sheikh Mazara comes out of it after 3 days, it could be, it's also Torah, it could be. It could be Matis Masriach. So take all, that's a good Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. The Rebbe Chanami, if it would come out of her less than 3 days, she would be Tamei, like we said before. The Sheikh Vazer of a Jew is always Tamei. So when the Shiloh comes out of her body after 3 days, that's the Shiloh, is it Masriach or not? Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Dam Tehura Shal Mitzaras Beisham Yodis Tor. If you have an Isha to Mitzaras, and the Dam Tehura, say, green blood comes out of her, so that blood is Tor. Why? Because it's not called a Mayan. Dam is not called a Mayan. Therefore, it's Torah. So, verse says, my time of the Basil, what is Basil? We'll say it's Tomei. By time of the Besinu, Omer Rav Yisrael, this is all like this. Lazoch means Larabas Mitzera Lamar Noisov. It says the word Lazochor, by the Pasha of a Mitzera, it means a Mitzera also has Tumas Mayonis. And when a person who comes in with Tumas Mitzerev, his spit that comes out of the name of Raglaim, it comes out of him, Takas Tomei. In the cave, the Pasuk says, in the cave, if the rabbis mitzvahs them and they said, even a lady, if she becomes tumas mitzvahs, her mayonis, her spit, and the meremere raglur is tummy. Now, my mind is saying, what do you mean the mayonis, what are the wells that come out of the body, what liquid comes out of her to say it has avatumma? Really, if you want to tell me, sham mayonis, that's that means the spit in the meremere raglur. That the Gemara is Zocher Nafka. Why should she be any different than a Zocher? So what's the Chiddush of Lulikaita here? Ela means Ladama. The Chiddush is that the Dam that comes out of him, it's a Ras, is also Tomei. Is the Tomei Dam Torah Shalom? That's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel. That even the Dam Torah, the green blood that comes out of the Mitzaras, even though really it wouldn't be Metama of Nidam, but since she's a Mitzaras now, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, that the Dam that comes out of her is also Tomei. Ladomo is Latame Dam Tereshama. That's Besham Mitzvah. It's Chum Mitzvah on the Raisa. Well, Beshul loves no. Nikeva Mizochel Yasa. I don't want one from the other. So therefore, I need two separate Lemudim that a Zocher has Tumas Mayonis and a Nikeva has Tumas Mayonis. But only a real Mayan like Reik or like Meme Ragleo that first gathers together and the body then comes out, but not Dam. Now, why I do not learn out the Zocher from the Nikeva? Because the equilibrium, if you ask a question like this, there are two different lochas. Mal Zoch, you know what, by Zoch, where Mabir Zoch and Mitzera, has Tumas Mayonis, Shekain Toyin, Priya Prima. If a Zoch becomes a Mitzera, there's one loch of Priya, he has to let his hair grow, or Prima, he has to rip his begot, rip his clothing. The Yosef Batash Shemit, he's also live with his wife. But Tiyama Benikeva, Benikeva becomes a Mitzera, the lie. She has no yisur, she has no din to let her hair grow. She has no yisur to rip her begadim, no din to rip her begadim, and she has no yisur to ashmish. See if I would not learn that on the keva from a zocher. If I need two special mudimia, that could tell me that a zocher has its halacha, and in the keva has its halacha. Both of them have, when they become a mitzvah, that the mayonis are tomei. I need these two psukim. Yeah. Smur says though, Ube Shammai. Ube Silo, they say, we'll do it this Ube Silo. Lichter Vachmor, Torah should have just written Binikeva. But Vulay Boy Zachar, Rum de Pasha Vazachar. To Anno Mina, I would say like this Anno Mina. Oma Nikeva, Maducha Nikeva. Sheina Tuna Priya Uprima. On the cave when she becomes a mitzvah, she doesn't have to let her hair grow. She doesn't have to rip her clothing. And v'yena surah, she's not also betashas with live with her husband. Still read the Rachamon, the Mayna said, the Torah said, the Chiddush, that her mayona so spit on the miraglayim is tomei, if so zocher, when a zocher becomes a mitzvah, lekoshkin isn't for sure that he has these chumat gadinim, he has to let his hair grow, he has to rip his begodim, he's also betashas with shamita. Isn't it for sure to say that his mayon is his spit or his memoraglaim is tomei? If so, the word zocher is extra. So in the name of zocher, we do not need to teach us extra lochos by zocher. He has no extra mayon by zocher. Is to know in the kitten the keva. Put the chiddush by in the keva. That what? For you may know in the minister, if you don't need it for your own mayon as your own actual spit or the name of raglaim, that I know already. I learn out from a zocher to say that it's tomei. So what's the extra lima by the keva for? Is to nuin yin l'dom and echnami, put this in to say the dom of the blood that comes out of this isha that calls him on shisha mitzaras, even though the dam is dam torah, the green blood coming out of him, still the tomei dam torah shalom. That's Pesilus Rosha to say that midiraisa mashma, the dam that comes out of this mitzaras, it's like a tomei. Ubeisham, what does Beisham do with this? He says, no, Zochem and Nekeva Yasta, I cannot learn out of Zochem from Nekeva. Even though Nekeva doesn't have these Chumadik Alochis, still, the Yikla Mifik, he asks the question still, Mala Nekeva, Nekeva could still have something different to her. Mala Nekeva, she came Metama Miyanis. Then Nekeva, when the Zav comes out, Zova comes out, even though she's menace, even though she ate too much, or she jumped, or she was sick, still she becomes Tamei. But Yom HaBezochem, Hashem came by a man, Deloi. If a man is only tummy when Zav comes out, it is not a minus, nothing forced it. Like he was not sick, he did not eat too much, he did not jump. Therefore, the number not a zocher from the kever. Therefore, Beisham is said you need both sukkim. There's no extra. There's no limud to say the dam of a mitzvah should be tummy. The Talmud says that ubeis hillel kaimi b'mitzvah or parakim il dezav. What's one going to the other? Here we're talking about the parasha of mitzvah. So in the parasha of mitzvah, there's no reason why you shouldn't learn out zocher from a kever. You can't tell me al tzilchos zav they have different halachas. So what kind of svar that does not be similar? Havadi could learn out one from the other. So therefore, there's an extra pasuk to teach me the dhamma of a mitzvah is tummy. Ube Shammai holds no that shumatuma parchi. Yes, we could learn out one from the other. There are two different types of tummies. One's tummies zav and one's tummies of a mitzvah. But so what? They're both tzilchos tumma. So you could learn out one from the other. Therefore, it's a svar. I need both psukim here. One from a kever, one from zav. I cannot learn out one from the other. There's no extra psukim here. Therefore, Beishamai holds the dam Torah that comes out of a mitzvah remains Torah. V'yiboyisim, if you want to create you like this, V'yiboyisim, I'm lach tell you that Beishamai, what does Beishamai do with this post? Kai lezocher, miboylei, lezocher, kosher zocher, that any person that's a zocher has this tumor. Ben godu, ben kotem, whether he's big or whether he's small, he has this tumor of mitzvah. That's what the post is coming to teach us. Therefore, it's not an extra post, it's coming to tell us. But even a small person also has a tumor mitzaras. So teach us what that even though mitzaras is a cotton also he has this tumus. Then if I was an extra prostate, an extra limon, an extra type of a mayan for Nisha. So if Samuel Spiker says the dam that comes out of her remains tall.
Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.